1. Alif Lam Ra. These letters are one of the miracles of the Quran, and none but Allah alone knows their meanings. These are the verses of the clear book, the Quran, that makes clear the legal and illegal things, laws, a guidance, and a blessing. 2. Verily, we have sent it down as an Arabic Quran in order that you may understand. 3. We relate unto you, Muhammad, Arabic, Sa'd, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, Alif, Maksura, Arabic, Alif, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, Ha, Arabic, A, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, Ye, Arabic, Ha, Arabic, Wa, Arabic, Seen, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, Meem, the best of stories through our revelations unto you, of this Quran. And before this, i.e. before the coming of divine revelation to you, you were among those who knew nothing about it, the Quran. 4. Remember, when Yusuf, Joseph, said to his father, O my father! Verily, I saw, in a dream, 11 stars, and the sun, and the moon, I saw them prostrating themselves to me. 5. He, the father, said, O my son, relate not your vision to your brothers, lest they should arrange a plot against you. Verily, Satan, is to man an open enemy. 6. Thus will your Lord choose you, and teach you the interpretation of dreams, and other things, and perfect his favor on you, and on the offspring of Yaqub, Jacob, as he perfected it on your fathers, Ibrahim, Abraham, and Ishak, Isaac, aforetime. Verily, your Lord is all-knowing, all-wise. 7. Verily, in Yusuf, Joseph, and his brethren, there were ayat, proofs, evidence, verses, lessons, signs, revelations, etc. For those who ask. 8. When they said, Truly, Yusuf, Joseph, and his brother, Benjamin, are dearer to our father than we, while we are a strong group. Really, our father is in a plain error. 9. Kill Yusuf, Joseph, or cast him out to some other land, so that the favor of your father may be given to you alone, and after that you will be righteous folk, by intending repentance before committing the sin. 10. One from among them said, Kill not Yusuf, Joseph, but if you must do something, throw him down to the bottom of a well. He will be picked up by some caravan of travelers. 11. They said, O our father, why do you not trust us with Yusuf, Joseph, though we are indeed his well-wishers? 12. Send him with us tomorrow to enjoy himself, and play, and verily, we will take care of him. 13. He, Yaqub, Jacob, said, Truly, it saddens me that you should take him away. I fear lest a wolf should devour him, while you are careless of him. 14. They said, If a wolf devours him, while we are a strong group, to guard him, then surely, we are the losers. 15. So, when they took him away, and they all agreed to throw him down to the bottom of the well, they did so, and we revealed to him. Indeed, you shall, one day, inform them of this their affair, when they know you not. 16. And they came to their father in the early part of the night weeping. 17. They said, O our father! We went racing with one another, and left Yusuf, Joseph, by our belongings, and a wolf devoured him, but you will never believe us even when we speak the truth. 18. And they brought his shirt stained with false blood. He said, Nay, but your own selves have made up a tale. So, for me, patience is most fitting. And it is Allah alone, whose help can be sought against that lie which you describe. 19. And there came a caravan of travelers, and they sent their water drawer, and he let down his bucket into the well. He said, What good news! Here is a boy! So they hid him as merchandise, a slave. And Allah was the all-knower of what they did. 20. And they sold him for a low price, for a few dirhams, i.e. for a few silver coins. And they were of those who regarded him insignificant. 21. And he, the man from Egypt, who bought him, said to his wife, Make his stay comfortable, maybe he will profit us, or we shall adopt him as a son. Thus did we establish Yusuf, Joseph, in the land, that we might teach him the interpretation of events. And Allah has full power and control over his affairs, but most of men know not. 22. And when he, Yusuf, Joseph, attained his full manhood, we gave him wisdom and knowledge, the prophethood. Thus we reward the Musinun, doers of good, see the footnote of V.9:120. 23. And she, in whose house he was, sought to seduce him, to do an evil act, and she closed the doors, and said, Come on, O you! He said, I seek refuge in Allah, or Allah forbid. Truly, he, your husband, is my master. He made my living in a great comfort. So I will never betray him. Verily, the zalimun, wrong, and evildoers, will never be successful. 24. And indeed she did desire him, and he would have inclined to her desire, had he not seen the evidence of his Lord. Thus it was, that we might turn away from him evil and illegal sexual intercourse. Surely, he was one of our chosen, guided, slaves. 25. So they raced with one another to the door, and she tore his shirt from the back. They both found her lord, i.e. her husband, at the door. She said, "What is the recompense, punishment, for him, who intended an evil design against your wife, except that he be put in prison, or a painful torment?" 26. He, Yusuf, Joseph, said, "It was she that sought to seduce me, and a witness of her household bore witness, saying, 'If it be that his shirt is torn from the front, then her tale is true, and he is a liar.'" 27. "But if it be that his shirt is torn from the back, then she has told a lie, and he is speaking the truth." 28. So when he, her husband, saw his, Yusuf's, Joseph, shirt torn at the back, he, her husband, said, "Surely, it is a plot of you women. Certainly mighty is your plot." 29. "O Yusuf, Joseph, turn away from this. O woman, ask forgiveness for your sin. Verily, you were of the sinful." 30. And women in the city said, "The wife of Al-Aziz is seeking to seduce her slave, young man. Indeed she loves him violently. Verily we see her in plain error." 31. So when she heard of their accusation, she sent for them, and prepared a banquet for them. She gave each one of them a knife, to cut the foodstuff with, and she said to Yusuf, "Joseph, come out before them." Then, when they saw him, they exalted him at his beauty, and, in their astonishment, cut their hands. They said, "How perfect is Allah, or Allah forbid! No man is this. This is none other than a noble angel." 32. She said, "This is he, the young man, about whom you did blame me, and I did seek to seduce him, but he refused. And now, if he refuses to obey my order, he shall certainly be cast into prison, and will be one of those who are disgraced." 33. He said, "O my lord, prison is dearer to me than that to which they invite me. Unless you turn away their plot from me, I will feel inclined towards them, and be one of those who commit sin and deserve blame, or those who do deeds of the ignorant." 34. So his lord answered his invocation, and turned away from him their plot. Verily, he is the all-hearer, the all-knower. 35. Then it occurred to them, after they had seen the proofs of his innocence, to imprison him for a time. 36. And there entered with him two young men in the prison. One of them said, "Verily, I saw myself, in a dream, pressing wine." The other said, "Verily, I saw myself, in a dream, carrying bread on my head, and birds were eating thereof." They said, "Inform us of the interpretation of this. Verily, we think you are one of the Musinun, doers of good." 37. He said, "No food will come to you, in wakefulness, or in dream, as your provision, but I will inform, in wakefulness, its interpretation before it, the food, comes. This is of that which my Lord has taught me. Verily, I have abandoned the religion of a people that believe not in Allah, and are disbelievers in the hereafter, i.e. the Canaanun of Egypt, who were polytheists, and used to worship sun, and other false deities." 38. "And I have followed the religion of my fathers. 1. Ibrahim, Abraham, Ishak, Isaac, and Jacob, Jacob, Arabic, A, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, Ye, Arabic, Arabic, Meme, Arabic, Alif, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, C, Arabic, Lam, Arabic, Alif, Arabic, Meme, and never could we attribute any partners whatsoever to Allah. This is from the grace of Allah to us, and to mankind, but most men thank not, i.e. they neither believe in Allah, nor worship him." 39. "O two companions of the prison, are many different lords, gods, better, or Allah, the one, the irresistible?" 40. "You do not worship besides him, but only names, which you have named, forged, you, and your fathers, for which Allah has sent down no authority. The command, or the judgment, is for none but Allah. He has commanded that you worship none but him, i.e. his monotheism. That is the true, straight religion, but most men know not." 41. "O two companions of the prison, as for one of you, he, as a servant, will pour out wine for his lord, king, or master, to drink. And as for the other, he will be crucified, and birds will eat from his head. Thus is the case judged concerning, which you both did inquire." 42. And he said to the one whom he knew to be saved, "Mention me to your lord, i.e. your king, so as to get me out of the prison." But Satan, made him forget to mention it to his lord, or Satan made Yusuf, Joseph, to forget the remembrance of his lord, Allah, as to ask for his help, instead of others. So, Yusuf, Joseph, stayed in prison a few more years. 43. And the king of Egypt said, "Verily, I saw, in a dream, seven fat cows, whom seven lean ones were devouring, and seven green ears of corn, and seven others dry. O notables, explain to me my dream, if it be that you can interpret dreams." 44. They said, "Mixed up false dreams, and we are not skilled in the interpretation of dreams." 45. Then the man, who was released, one of the two, who were in prison, now at length remembered, and said, I will tell you its interpretation, so send me forth. 46. He said, O Yusuf, Joseph, the man of truth, explain to us the dream of seven fat cows whom seven lean ones were devouring, and of seven green ears of corn, and seven others dry, that I may return to the people, and that they may know. 47. Yusuf, Joseph, said, For seven consecutive years, you shall sow as usual, and that the harvest which you reap you shall leave it in the ears, all, except a little of it, which you may eat. 48. Then will come after that, seven hard years, which will devour what you have laid by in advance for them, all, except a little of that, which you have guarded, stored. 49. Then thereafter will come a year, in which people will have abundant rain, and in which they will press wine and oil. 50. And the king said, Bring him to me. But when the messenger came to him, Yusuf, Joseph, said, Return to your lord, and ask him, What happened to the women who cut their hands? Surely, my lord, Allah, is well aware of their plot. 51. The king said to the women, What was your affair when you did seek to seduce Yusuf, Joseph? The women said, Allah forbid. No evil know we against him. The wife of Al-Aziz said, Now the truth is manifest to all. It was I who sought to seduce him, and he is surely of the truthful. 52. Then Yusuf, Joseph, said, I asked for this inquiry, in order that he, Al-Aziz, may know that I betrayed him not in his absence. And, verily, Allah guides not the plot of the betrayers. 153. And I free not myself from the blame. Verily, the human self is inclined to evil, except when my Lord bestows his mercy upon whom he wills. Verily, my Lord is oft forgiving, most merciful. 54. And the king said, Bring him to me that I may attach him to my person. Then, when he spoke to him, he said, Verily, this day, you are with us high in rank, and fully trusted. 55. Yusuf, Joseph, said, Set me over the storehouses of the land, I will indeed guard them with full knowledge, as a minister of finance in Egypt. 56. Thus did we give full authority to Yusuf, Joseph, in the land, to take possession therein, when or where he likes. We bestow of our mercy on whom we will, and we make not to be lost the reward of Al-Musinun, the good doers, CV.2:112. 57. And verily, the reward of the hereafter is better for those who believe and use to fear Allah, and keep their duty to him, by abstaining from all kinds of sins and evil deeds, and by performing all kinds of righteous good deeds. 58. And Yusuf's, Joseph, brethren came, and they entered unto him, and he recognized them, but they recognized him not. 59. And when he had furnished them with their provisions, according to their need, he said, Bring me a brother of yours from your father, he meant Benjamin. See you not that I give full measure, and that I am the best of the hosts? 60. But if you bring him not to me, there shall be no measure of corn for you with me, nor shall you come near me. 61. They said, We shall try to get permission for him from his father, and verily, we shall do it. 62. And Yusuf, Joseph, told his servants to put their money, with which they had bought the corn, into their bags, so that they might know it when they go back to their people, in order they might come again. 63. So, when they returned to their father, they said, O our father, no more measure of grain shall we get, unless we take our brother. So send our brother with us, and we shall get our measure, and truly we will guard him. 64. He said, Can I entrust him to you except as I entrusted his brother, Yusuf, Joseph, to you aforetime? But Allah is the best to guard, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. 65. And when they opened their bags, they found their money had been returned to them. They said, O our father, what more can we desire? This, our money has been returned to us, so we shall get more food for our family, and we shall guard our brother, and add one more measure of a camel's load. This quantity is easy for the king to give. 66. He, Yaqub, Jacob, said, I will not send him with you until you swear a solemn oath to me in Allah's name, that you will bring him back to me unless you are yourselves surrounded by enemies. And when they had sworn their solemn oath, he said, Allah is the witness to what we have said. 67. And he said, O my sons, do not enter by one gate, but enter by different gates, and I cannot avail you against Allah at all. Verily, the decision rests only with Allah. In him, I put my trust, and let all those that trust, put their trust in him. 168. And when they entered according to their father's advice, it did not avail them in the least against the will of Allah. It was but a need of Yaqub's, Jacob, inner self, which he discharged. And verily, he was endowed with knowledge, because we had taught him, but most men know not. 69. And when they went in before Yusuf, Joseph, he took his brother, Benjamin, to himself, and said, Verily, I am your brother, so grieve not for what they used to do. 70. So when he had furnished them forth with their provisions, he put the golden bowl in his brother's bag. Then a crier cried, O you, in the caravan, surely, you are thieves. 71. They, turning towards them, said, What is it that you have lost? 72. They said, We have lost the golden bowl of the king, and for him who produces it is the reward of a camel load, and I will be bound by it. 73. They said, By Allah, indeed you know that we came not to make mischief in the land, and we are no thieves. 74. They, Yusuf's, Joseph's, men, said, What then shall be the penalty of him, if you are proved to be liars? 75. They, Yusuf's, Joseph's, brothers, said, His penalty should be that he, in whose bag it is found, should be held for the punishment of the crime. Thus we punish the Zalimun, wrongdoers. 76. So he, Yusuf, Joseph, began the search in their bags before the bag of his brother. Then he brought it out of his brother's bag. Thus did we plan for Yusuf, Joseph. He could not take his brother by the law of the king, as a slave, except that Allah willed it. So Allah made the brothers to bind themselves with their way of punishment, i.e. enslaving of a thief. We raise to degrees whom we will, but over all those endowed with knowledge is the all-knowing Allah. 77. Nay, Yusuf's, Joseph, brothers, said, If he steals, there was a brother of his, Yusuf, Joseph, who did steal before him. But these things did Yusuf, Joseph, keep in himself, revealing not the secrets to them. He said, within himself, You are in worst case, and Allah is the best knower of that which you describe. 78. They said, O ruler of the land, verily, he has an old father, who will grieve for him, so take one of us in his place. Indeed we think that you are one of the Musinun, good doers, see the footnote of V.9:120. 79. He said, Allah forbid, that we should take anyone, but him with whom we found our property. Indeed, if we did so, we should be Zalimun, wrongdoers. 80. So, when they despaired of him, they held a conference in private. The eldest among them said, Know you not that your father did take an oath from you in Allah's name, and before this you did fail in your duty with Yusuf, Joseph? Therefore I will not leave this land until my father permits me, or Allah decides my case by releasing Benjamin, and he is the best of the judges. 81. Return to your father, and say, O our father, verily, your son, Benjamin, has stolen, and we testify not except according to what we know, and we could not know the unseen. 82. And ask the people of the town where we have been, and the caravan in which we returned, and indeed we are telling the truth. 83. He, Yaqub, Jacob, said, Nay, but your own selves have beguiled you into something. So patience is most fitting for me. Maybe Allah will bring them back all to me. Truly he, only he is all-knowing, all-wise. 84. And he turned away from them, and said, Alas, my grief for Yusuf, Joseph. And he lost his sight, because of the sorrow that he was suppressing. 85. They said, By Allah, you will never cease remembering Yusuf, Joseph, until you become weak with old age, or until you be of the dead. 86. He said, I only complain of my grief and sorrow to Allah, and I know from Allah that which you know not. 87. O my sons, go you and inquire about Yusuf, Joseph, and his brother, and never give up hope of Allah's mercy. Certainly no one despairs of Allah's mercy, except the people who disbelieve. 88. Then, when they entered unto him, Yusuf, Joseph, they said, O ruler of the land, a hard time has hit us and our family, and we have brought but poor capital, so pay us full measure and be charitable to us. Truly, Allah does reward the charitable. 89. He said, Do you know what you did with Yusuf, Joseph, and his brother, when you were ignorant? 90. They said, Are you indeed Yusuf, Joseph? He said, I am Yusuf, Joseph, and this is my brother, Benjamin. Allah has indeed been gracious to us. Verily, he who fears Allah with obedience to him, by abstaining from sins and evil deeds, and by performing righteous good deeds, and is patient, then surely, Allah makes not the reward of the Musinun, good doers, CV.2:112, to be lost. 91. They said, By Allah, indeed Allah has preferred you above us, and we certainly have been sinners. 92. He said, No reproach on you this day, may Allah forgive you, and he is the most merciful of those who show mercy. 193. go with this shirt of mine, and cast it over the face of my father, he will become clear-sighted, and bring me all your family. 94. And when the caravan departed, their father said, I do indeed feel the smell of Yusuf, Joseph, if only you think me not a dotard, a person, who has weakness of mind, because of old age. 95. They said, By Allah, certainly, you are in your old error. 96. Then, when the bearer of the glad tidings arrived, he cast it, the shirt, over his face, and he became clear-sighted. He said, Did I not say to you, I know from Allah that which you know not? 97. They said, O our father, ask forgiveness from Allah for our sins, indeed we have been sinners. 98. He said, I will ask my Lord for forgiveness for you, verily he, only he is the oft forgiving, the most merciful. 99. Then, when they came in before Yusuf, Joseph, he took his parents to himself, and said, Enter Egypt, if Allah wills, in security. 100. And he raised his parents to the throne, and they fell down before him prostrate. And he said, O my father, this is the interpretation of my dream aforetime. My Lord has made it come true. He was indeed good to me, when he took me out of the prison, and brought you, all here, out of the Bedouin life, after Satan, had sown enmity between me and my brothers. Certainly, my Lord is the most courteous and kind unto whom he wills. Truly he, only he is the all-knowing, the all-wise. 101. My Lord, you have indeed bestowed on me of the sovereignty, and taught me something of the interpretation of dreams, the only creator of the heavens and the earth. You are my wali, protector, helper, supporter, guardian, God, Lord. In this world, and in the hereafter, cause me to die as a Muslim, the one submitting to your will, and join me with the righteous. 102. That is of the news of the game, unseen, which we reveal to you, O Muhammad. Arabic Sad Arabic Lam Arabic Alif Maksura Arabic Alif Arabic Lam Arabic Lam Arabic Ha Arabic A Arabic Lam Arabic Ye Arabic Ha Arabic Wa Arabic Sin Arabic Lam Arabic Meme. You were not present with them when they arranged their plan together, and while they were plotting. 103. And most of mankind will not believe even if you desire it eagerly. 104. And no reward you, O Muhammad. Arabic Sad Arabic Lam Arabic Alif Maksura Arabic Alif Arabic Lam Arabic Ha Arabic A Arabic Lam Arabic Ye Arabic Ha Arabic Wa Arabic C Arabic Lam Arabic Meme. Ask of them, those who deny your prophethood, for it, the Quran, is no less than a reminder and an advice unto the Alamin, men, and jinn. 105. And how many a sign in the heavens and the earth may pass by, while they are averse therefrom. 106. And most of them believe not in Allah except that they attribute partners unto him, i.e. they are mushrikun, i.e. polytheists. See verse 6, 121, 107. Do they then feel secure from the coming against them of the covering veil of the torment of Allah, or of the coming against them of the final hour, all of a sudden while they perceive not? 108. Say, O Muhammad. Arabic Sad Arabic Lam Arabic Alif Maksura Arabic Alif Arabic Lam Arabic Ha Arabic A Arabic Lam Arabic Ye Arabic Ha Arabic Wa Arabic C Arabic Lam Arabic Meme. This is my way, I invite unto Allah, i.e. to the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism, with sure knowledge, I and whosoever follows me, also must invite others to Allah, i.e. to the oneness of Allah, Islamic monotheism with sure knowledge. And glorified, and exalted be Allah, above all that may associate as partners with him. And I am not of the mushrikun, polytheists, pagans, idolaters and disbelievers in the oneness of Allah, those who worship others along with Allah, or set up rivals, or partners to Allah. 109. And we sent not before you, as messengers, any but men unto whom we revealed, from among the people of the townships. Have they not travelled in the land, and seen what was the end of those who were before them? And verily, the home of the hereafter is the best for those who fear Allah and obey him by abstaining from sins and evil deeds, and by performing righteous good deeds. Do you not then understand? 110. They were reprieved until, when the messengers gave up hope and thought that they were denied by their people, then came to them our help, and whomsoever we willed were rescued. And our punishment cannot be warded off from the people who are mudrimun, criminals, sinners, disbelievers, polytheists. 111. Indeed in their stories, there is a lesson for men of understanding. It, the Quran, is not a forged statement, but a confirmation of Allah's existing books, which were before it, i.e. the Torah, the Injil, Gospel, and other scriptures of Allah, and a detailed explanation of everything, and a guide, and a mercy for the people, who believe. 1.